and it's driven by one line. Niggas sit on a wagon mule back here on the left-hand side, the wheeler, and his off-wheeler was right here. He was kind of the main pulling mule. And when he'd give a signal for him to get up, why, he'd punch this mule with his whip handle, maybe, punch him in the side, or Ted speak to him, and it'd all go off together. A Wagner knew how to control his team right, because he was a good driver. He didn't have any trouble handling them, but if a man didn't know how to handle them, he was just a babe in the woods. He couldn't do nothing with them. They'd all just, each man for himself, knew for himself, and there'd be no concerted action, you know, on a pull.
Did any of these wagons have double trees?
Yeah, sure. Well, a double tree was what the single tree fitted into.
Years ago, did you ever hear of people making a makeshift lamp by just taking a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick?
Yeah. That's right.
Did they call that anything in particular?
I don't remember. No.
You ever heard the word flambeau?
No.
Wouldn't use that.
No.
I ask you about some clothing. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Ever heard pants referred to by any other name?
Well, trousers. Call them trousers. Well, modern times, but you never spoke of a man's pants.
Would a man ever say breeches?
Yeah. And there's work clothes, Jim.
Right, work clothes would be the breeches.
Yeah.
What about work clothes that have the straps and the bib to them?
Well, the overalls.
Right.
Overalls, and then the jumper fitted on was the coat part of the overall suit.
What would a man call the things that he'd wear to help keep up his pants that go over his shoulders?
Well, his suspenders and his galluses. Niggas call them galluses sometimes.
Is there any difference? Are they talking about the same thing?
Same thing.
What about something that you would have with you to keep rain off you?
Well, rain, a slicker.
What about something you could open?
Umbrella, parasol, but we call them umbrellas, generally.
Is there a difference between an umbrella and a parasol?
Nah. I would say a parasol is more effeminate.
Would it be something that you might use to keep the sun off of you?
Yeah, could do that.
What about, what would people around here call a bit of fresh water flowing along?
A bit of fresh water? You mean just a small stream?
Okay. What about something larger than a stream?
A little bowl. Bowl run down to a little trickling stream sometime, and when it had freshets, why it'd fill up with water, you know.
What about creeks?
Yeah. We had creeks, yeah. We had Clear Creek, Deer Creek. Yeah, there's the largest stream, though. Creek was bigger than the bowl. Creek was something that carried a lot of water, a lot of volume of water, and other ditches and things drained into it. It was kind of like one of the main arteries.
I see. Well, in town, what would you call the place where people walk along beside the street?
Sidewalk.
Okay. Now, is there ever in town a little grassed area between the sidewalk and the street?
Grass area. Like what? What do you call it?
Well, nobody else but much has a name for it. I've always called it the tree lawn.
The what?
Tree lawn. Never heard it called anything particular.
No.